Triple J
Mornings with Zan.
Well, I think our live show has been quite electric for a little while. Anyway, the last album had a lot of electric elements, and I think that there's a new rhythm section on this record, and so we couldn't have pulled it off like it's happened now before, you know what I mean? So it's just how I wanted it to sound now. You know, I was trying to get it to sound like that before and it just wasn't working. So
why do you think that now is the time that it's working?
I think maybe it's just because I'm getting closer to how I want it to be and getting better at like refining the process. And, you know, you don't get that many shots at making records. At the start of the band, I kind of took it all almost not as a joke, but I was like, whatever, you know, we'll just quickly make a record and go on tour. And it was all nothing that I'd ever really aspired to do.
You mentioned the rhythm section, and that's a really big feature on this record. There's some really awesome bass lines and a definite influence of The Police that I hear on many songs as well. Are they a band that you're a big fan of?
Yeah, for sure. I started out listening to a lot of, the way I grew up, I listened to like a lot of country and blues and more obscure kind of stuff. And I never listened much to The Police or U2 or Midnight Oil or all these bands that everybody just loved, you know, all these big stadium bands. I just thought it was really cheesy and I just avoided it. And then when I actually came around to listening to it, I really just appreciated how good it was, you know. I thought they were just like pop bands and stuff. But to write a song as clever and as intricate and musical and catchy and appealing to everyone as they did, all those kind of bands, just kind of really interested me all of a sudden. I thought it was a great thing. And not just The Police, but The Police and, like I said, U2, Midnight Oil, Australian Crawl, The Clash, all those kind of bands.
The classics.
You know? Yeah, for sure. And weirdly enough, it's like I've just dawned on me. Apart from The Clash, all the other stuff is like, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, at this stage in my life, it's a strange thing to finally discover all that stuff. Pick it up!
Give their orders to you, expecting you to not look bored. Keep running for they'll fall straight through you. Never know what we're fighting for.
We're talking to Matt McHugh of The Beautiful Girls. The brand new album Ziggurats is our current feature here on Triple J. And songs like the first single, I Thought About You, and also In Love, have got a lot more grunt behind them. Was it really fun getting a little bit dirtier and a bit darker on this album?
So fun, yeah. It was a lot, yeah. I think it's just about energy. I love heavy bands that have a good kind of energy to them. You know, I don't think being angry and being pissed off at things for the sake of it's kind of my deal, you know. It seems like it's a bit fake sometimes, you know, but actually having energy and volume and stuff and being on stage and playing those songs is really fun. We just, like I said, we just came off a tour in Canada and actually for the first time playing all the new songs, and they're way more rocking, so it was just so fun, you know. You're like living out your rock star fantasies.
We've been talking a lot about the musical changes on this record, but where have some of the other stories from this new record come from?
Like, I look back on some of the songs that I've written, and there's a lot of songs that are really personal and personally political. You know, they're about struggling within yourself and relationships with other people and about love and whatever. And, you know, I do listen to a lot of Bob Dylan and The Clash and Billy Bragg and slightly more kind of social angle to things. This time around, I wanted to just, like, skew it a little bit more that way without trying to get on any kind of soapbox or preach any kind of views, but I wanted it to be just a bit more thought-provoking, just so people might hear it and just think anything, you know, because thinking's a good thing. And I just, things that happened to us along the way, you know, we had a bad experience over on the border of America, and a bunch of things just really didn't seem right. First-hand experiences that I had just didn't seem right, and the way that things have been heading, I think everyone feels a sense of a spiraling, you know. There's kind of some spiraling to some evil destination, and you know it's time to, for everyone to think and turn that kind of stuff around and those feelings around. And I just didn't feel right this time singing just love songs, and I feel like I've written a few of those already, so I wanted to just talk about something else, you know. So I kept my mind occupied and kept myself creatively interested, really. Well, I think you got to examine how the band, well, the band has always been as an entity, you know. Like I came back and the way the band started is I had a bunch of songs and I got a couple of friends to play on them, and then Triple J started playing a song and it just kicked off, you know. Like I said before, I didn't have any strong aspirations to do anything other than record the songs, and I wanted to call it a band name because I felt like calling it my own name was just, no offense to singer-songwriters, but I felt it slightly egotistical, and I wanted to have it have a more of a band spin on it, you know. I enjoy writing the songs and the parts, but I like it being presented as a band kind of energy, you know. And so I looked at it more as a cooperative, you know, or people kind of, so many people I know are creative and amazing musicians, and if I write some songs, they come and play on them, you know, and it's a great thing. And the guys that, Mitch and Clay, that played on the first few records, those guys are amazing at what they do, you know, and they're off now doing their own things, and everyone's friends, and it's all fine, you know, and it's like everyone's where they should be. And I have grandiose musical expectations of myself sometimes, you know, and they go down different and strange paths sometimes, you know, and certain people suit certain songs and certain music and whatever. So I think, you know, the way that it's come is perfect. Like now the band that's playing is the best, in my mind, the best that it could possibly sound at the moment. And the other guys are off doing their thing and they're happy. So I enjoy it. You know, it keeps it creatively fresh. Yeah. And it's like we've had different keyboard players and horn sections, and, you know, we're going to do some stuff with some backing vocalists. And I love it. You know, it's music, and I don't think there's any set of particular rules that you have to say, this is it, yeah, do it this way. And could you just drive yourself into the ground? Like, I want to have fun with it until the day I die. And if, you know, that's my trip, you know, if you can't get your head around that, then, you know, go listen to a Beatles record or something, you know, four guys with the same haircut.